Welcome to So You Think You Can Dance, the after show that has it all, including your top four. They dance for the last time competitively, and we are going to be covering it all right now. We also have some behind the scenes, especially for you. Let's dive in.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I got the neck thing going on right now. I just want to be up in the club. Welcome to So You Think You Can Dance, club. Second to last show. You guys, we're so happy you're joining with us. We have you on the live chat. I hope, if not, get on there. Oh my goodness, you guys, second to last show. Here we are.
Yes.
I'm Becky Sotero, my amazing co-host. Who are you, ladies?
We are, well, I am. Kim Davey live, all the way from New Zealand.
Yes, and I'm Jessica Williams. Thanks so much for joining us.
Avocado
can we just
toast
today. Can we just live in this moment for a minute?
I like the strobes. Thanks.
I know. Thanks, Steve. Those strobes are on point. You guys, we're going to be talking top four. We're going to be talking about behind the scenes. They danced for the last time competitively last night. Sort of a bittersweet situation, right? I mean, this show just sort of flew by. Overall thoughts on last night?
It was awesome. I absolutely loved last night. I thought it was super, super high energy. I thought most of the dancers, like 90% of the dancers, were just on point. Amazing, actual dances.
Right.
Dance pieces. Oh my gosh, some of my favorites as well, like the African jazz. That was just amazing. And I got to actually watch the show. I got to go in the studio and watch it too. So that was extra special.
So good.
It was so good. I loved it. What about you, Jessica?
Yeah, it was high energy, like you said, but just amazing routines. And I felt that everyone really came and showed up this week.
Yeah.
They're like, we're in the top. We're going to own it. Mm-hmm. People are confident. And I just thought that these were some of the best routines this season.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them tonight were. I'm like, wow, favorite. So yeah, they brought it.
Preach it. That was something that, so Kim and I were backstage last night, you guys, and we have some great interviews we're going to show you, but that was kind of the overall theme is this, the show being so strong last night. And I'd ask the contestants, if you could pick any routine to perform next week, what would it be? And a lot of them said, picked a routine from last night. Like it was that strong.
Mm-hmm.
And just to kind of sum up for you guys, if you don't know, if you missed the show, spoiler alert, but next week is the finale, and the top four will be chosen based on all of last week's votes and this week's votes. So it's going to make it interesting because Slavik had such a, you know, a low point last week, but this week was a strong point for him.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see, but I wouldn't sleep on Slavik. You guys feel kind of the same way about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yes and no. I think those that are supporting him really, really love him and rooting for him. And I think they fall in love more with the story and the situation, maybe more so than his actual performances.
Okay.
So if you're backing Slavik, maybe you're still going to keep backing him to the very end. So who knows?
Yeah, I agree. It's all about the fan base at the end of the day. It's not even really about the routines, because you can have a bad week and your fans will still love you. But for some reason, I mean, Slavik and Genesee, their numbers are just like soaring. And it's even down to even interviews. Like their interviews get the highest views. Like people love them. It's crazy.
Yes. Yeah. And I think it's, I mean, it's the, we all, I think as a culture, love the underdog story too. And I think going into this, it was no surprise that Jensen was, you know, one of the front runners, like Lex. I mean, and for a good reason. I interviewed her last time. That's the interview I chose to show you guys tonight.
Good. So you're falling for her.
Yeah, she is.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, Jensen and Genesee, but Jensen in particular, I just think that Jensen was such a front runner that a lot of people just were like, oh, she's going to have it in the bag kind of thing. But I don't know. I think with Genesee and Slavik, it's the underdog mentality. Nobody thought they would be in the top four. I mean, they're the only couple left in the top four. So they've just sort of spoke for themselves tonight. I mean, I hope I didn't put my foot in my mouth. But last night when I interviewed Genesee, I was like, you took a little while to grow on me. I mean, it wasn't like
she appreciated it.
Yeah, but I was I'm gonna shoot real with you. But I mean, I think that there's something to be said about the fact that her hard work is what put her where she's at, and that's so respectable.
Exactly, yeah.
So,
well, I mean, and yes, the underdog thing, but also just far more relatable, right? It's more tangible for the audience. You know, these people are on stage and they're being viewed by millions of people, and when they're not doing as well, then we can relate and we can go, well, hey, that could be me versus someone who's stunning and amazing and always doing a good job. So, you know,
Sure. And I love that note that Chris made last week about her not looking like a star, but yet she's just really coming into that. And I think that that's some amazing attention that this show is putting on her, is that you don't have to be this perfect, like she said, leg up there star. You know, she's just sort of like flown under the radar, but
We love a journey.
That's what I was going
to
say.
We love a journey. It's so great to see where she was Academy Week, even at her auditions, and how she barely made it and barely slid through. But then she came and performed. It wasn't, you know, it's not even as if she's had like an iffy season. Like for me, I was impressed week one when she busted out that hip hop.
She's been consistent.
She has redeemed herself and she's staying. She's continuing to grow, so it's nice.
It was funny. Beautiful. Last night we were like, maybe Jess is right. Like, maybe she's been right all along.
Yeah.
Well, typically that happens.
I know, right?
We've noticed.
You heard it here first, Jessica. That's right. No, I mean, I think at the end of the day, it's just who resonates with you. And I even said flat out, like, it's nothing with her personally. Right. I just tend to, my eyes just tend, maybe it's because I'm not a hip-hop dancer. I have always wanted to be, but I love hip-hop. And so I just gravitate traditionally to hip hop and contemporary dancers and just becomes like my favorite. But it's not that I don't respect and appreciate other genres at all. I think she just flew under the radar for me. But I loved her last night. I loved interviewing her. And I'm so excited to see what happens next week. And they've just not made it easy. I mean, like Nigel said, it's going to be the closest top four. I mean, ever. Do you guys
and
think?
Scarily enough as well, like when Nigel was talking to Hannah Leigh and saying, I don't know the exact words, but he was basically saying to her, look, you know, be careful because usually the top runner doesn't necessarily get the votes either because everyone gives up and goes, oh, everyone will vote for her. So that must be scary for her. I asked her about that last night and she was like, yes, please vote for me. I don't know. I feel like everyone in the world should be sat down and told they must vote so then we get equal when we really see who's actually going to
vote. Well, that's the thing. I mean, you can't even really assume that people aren't voting.
Yeah, imagine if there's like no votes. Everyone's just
I mean, with all due respect, that's kind of harsh for the people that are getting the votes to say like, oh, you must be getting votes because no one else is voting.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, maybe, I mean, it really does fall back to how people's personalities connect with the audience because Hamilay, she is the sweetest little bubble ball of joy, but she's super monotone and like in her, she's just like, yeah, like even talking with her, it's just, it's hard to relate specifically, you know, and Jensen, she has, I love that they were trying to bring out her vulnerability and just bring out a different side of her personality instead of always being strong because some people can't relate to that. So I do think it's the journey and the personality.
And I love that you just said that because I think that that was something so strong about last night is it almost wasn't, the choreographers are brilliant because especially with Travis's routine and even, you know, Genesee with her samba, these choreographers sort of took a step back and didn't really challenge them dance-wise, but we saw the personality and the performance, which is what a lot of these performers were lacking, you know, with Jensen and with Slavik. It just, I mean, not that Jensen was lacking performance, but they wanted to see more. So you talked about vulnerability and Slavik's also vulnerability in his contemporary. So what a brilliant concept, if you will. I don't know if that was on purpose, but there was so much happening with the personality side of dancing last night. Would you agree?
Oh, I agree, and I absolutely think that the choreographers did it on purpose. They were listening to the notes, and then they were really trying to, whoever they were given, give the best opportunity to absolutely nail it. So Slavik, for example, as I think Nigel said, he wasn't challenged at all dance-wise, but emotionally, they gave him the piece for that. Yeah, I mean, it's great that the choreographers can do that, isn't it? But then it's kind of like, yeah, that's cool, but then the dance wasn't.
I wanted to ask Travis last night when I interviewed him, but I had a mouthful of marbles. Not because I was nervous, just we're all human. It was one of those interviews where I was like, I could not get anything out.
You're talking to who?
To Travis Wall.
Oh, Travis.
And I wanted to ask him, did you pay attention to the notes that were given to Slavik? Because, I mean, I felt like with Melanie as his partner, he could have done something.
Yeah.
Out of this world. And I mean, Travis is out of this world, but I felt like it was definitely a little more elementary, but they were able to, like we talked about, get the emotional energy and performance out of him.
Yeah.
What does our chat think?
So we have Bobo Poza that's up in the chat right now.
What's up, Bobo?
I think it's a she. She said that Jensen improved, especially in the emotional side, and that you can definitely see great growth in her. And she said it's more of a love story between them. I think she was talking about Slavik and Genesee before.
Yes.
Yeah.
So good.
That first routine.
Let's kind of go through that. Yeah, that hip hop with Luther.
What about the bomb, though, that little Hannah Leigh added in? Now, this is interesting. You know how she mentioned she's got a boyfriend. But it's just so funny. It was like, was she missing that kind of interest story piece to her journey? And so it was just popped in there strategically that night to make sure, hey, you can relate to me too. I've got a fun story as well.
No, that's such a good point because I 100% agree. And I felt like it was consistently done with that. And then also the whole vulnerability and showing a little tear shed from Jensen because we haven't seen her break down at all. And she did. And I'm like, it's just a little too late, you know?
Preach it. And it is reality TV, folks. It might be dance, but it's reality TV. Yeah. And because what are the chances to her boo is just up there by Cat? Yeah. Just
this is
randomly.
Right here?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's adorable.
Well, apparently, it'd been there every week.
Apparently, but it's adorable. But it's creative, right? Creative editing and producing. By so you think you can't hurt it.
Yeah, but they should have pulled this stuff out of them before because it's just like just seemed a little forced.
But better late than never.
Yes, because they still have this week for girls. Yeah. So and I mean I agree with you, Jess. I mean I feel like Hannah Lake. There's just no dancer like her. I mean, she just slays everyone from top to bottom.
Yes.
Like, she should win this competition if it's down to dance.
Yes.
But, like you said, it's about personality, relatability. And even when Kat was interviewing her last night, it's just a little bit like,
yes.
Give me more.
To see that when Kat was interviewing her and it was just the short, sharp answers as well. Because when we interview her, it's very basic, simple. You can't really get much more out of her. And it was good to see that the Kat Dealey couldn't either.
So. Yeah.
Didn't feel so bad.
And it's okay because you can't have everyone be jubilant.
Oh, no,
you know, like she said in her package, she was shy and young and cling to her mom and dance is what brings her alive. And I think that's even such a beautiful thing that look at the juxtaposition of how she is in real life to how much of a fierce competitor. And there's not one dance we've seen her perform where she did not emote.
Not slayed it. Yeah.
So
you know, she has the most personality out of everyone on that stage.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Which is the opposite of.
Yes. Yeah. It's the juxtaposition.
The shyness. It is. And I think it's really about them they're kind of thrusted into this spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably are like, I'm just here to dance. But there's, to be a star, right? You have to be able to talk and show personality and balance and understand how to reveal, to relate.
Sure.
And not everybody can nail that.
Plus, she's so much younger. Well, she's young. And I think they should probably give them a little bit more training at the start.
Oh,
on how
sure.
to do it,
I mean, she's 18. You know what I mean? Like, and who gets, most people aren't thrust into a competition show like this at 18, you know? And I mean, I just think, look at where she could be in even 6 years, you know? It just blows my mind. And there's kind of get into the dances, there were so many mixes and matches and female on female, you know, just like
what show is this?
I say that because the heels routine was lit for me. Like, I loved that. Brian Friedman, you got to interview him.
He walked away.
Oh, he did?
Remember?
Okay. I thought he had
got pulled away.
That Brian Friedman. But,
Freeman!
What do you guys think? Did you guys like that routine? Did you like seeing them pair together? Because we haven't seen them dance together yet.
Yeah. I thought it was, saucy and girl power and hot enough there, removing the headpieces and flinging them around and dominatrix styles. That's what it reminded me of. It was fantastic. It was awesome. It was really good.
Yeah. I like that they brought that style. Dancing with heels, as they said, is not easy. And it's always a fun style. But I was like, man, they really challenged them. I mean, they had to deal with their hair, hats, and heels.
Yes.
Like those three H's. And I was like, wow. Now, I know everyone loved it. I wish that they didn't have the hat and the hair.
Okay.
And those outfits.
The costuming
was distracting to me.
Sure.
And it felt like it was restricting to them.
I totally agree.
I felt
agree.
Like they could have slayed it so much if they had more freedom.
Okay.
Instead of trying to balance the hat.
The whole time with what you said then is about, I was just watching the hair and how it was getting in their way of the moves. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, sitting here just thinking the whole time, oh my gosh, that would be so annoying. Oh my gosh, that might trip her up. Like,
Totally. And as soon as they released that pony and whip, they kind of exploded more.
Yes.
But it was like 1 8 count left. But
And those are important.
Six, seven.
And those are important pieces to know because as a viewer, it's distracting, so it takes you out of the performance.
Right.
But I just love, it was the first time this season we saw Brian Friedman, and I just love his precision. Like, his choreography demands precision, it demands strength, and I just felt like both of them were just fire and fierce, and it was just fun to see that collaboration with them,
I loved his parrot shirt, too, with all the sparkles and sequins.
Yeah, so good, good. Were there any routines? Like I said, there's so many, so I don't want to have to dissect all all of them, but what stood out to you? I know you loved the African jazz. What were there any the solos, the sambas, contemporary? What stood out to you guys? Any all-stars?
Yeah,
the pairings.
Well, I really loved the samba with the Genesee. Mm-hmm. Did I just loved? I exactly saw what Nigel said about Jennifer Lopez and just like that walk. And she, I'm so, like, I love the journey. Okay, look at she's so happy because we're finally on the Genesee bandwagon. but just the way that she. Her stage presence and her power and her confidence. Mm-hmm. It's finally here. It's so here. And just that powerhouse that she was on the stage, just standing there. Oh, it was so like J-Lo. Loved it.
Yeah.
That opening of her, yeah, the fashion model walk
was so fierce.
Totally
on.
So creative, that concept. Mm-hmm. And I love that she just really thrusted herself into the routine and stayed consistent the entire time. I was like, wow, I had never seen her dance with so much intensity ever. It's like, wow, I'm like, you did it. She was so impassioned. Yeah, I liked it.
What's stood out to you? Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. What's stood out to you, Jess?
Oh, goodness. There's just so many.
Yeah, let's start with whichever one.
Okay, well.
We can talk about all of them.
Let's go to the end because my favorite routine, it's going to go down as one of my favorite routines across the board, was the routine with Hannah Leigh and Genesee. That contemporary routine by Talia. Well, that closing number, almost closing number, second to last, that was so good. Like it, I felt like there was layers to it. Like it, and it felt like it just lasted forever. Like I felt like I was full at the end of it. You know how sometimes you're like, oh, it's missing this or missing that. You know, like
avocado toast.
Yes, I was full, and I just really thought that they were technically sound. I thought that they. You know what it reminded me of? How much I love that Final Four routine way back seasons ago that Mia Michaels did to Hometown Glory. I've mentioned that routine once before in the show because I love that routine.
Yes.
But that kind of earthy, down, get down with it, favorite, you go girl. Talia's
so
been bringing it this season.
She's
though.
Been fierce.
I've been really impressed.
Well, and she's also known for doing the mirroring effects. And I know that Vanessa kind of touched on that as well. That was what... just lit that routine on fire. And again, that's not easy to do also, especially when you're talking about their body differences. I just think that there's something to be said about, I mean, we know they're roommates, we know that connection, but wow. I mean, that connection was so, so intense.
I have never seen syncopation like that ever
life. This is so funny because I literally was out of the room for this routine. I came in at the very, very end. And the last part when they're on their backs doing the rollover, they're so out of sync. That when everyone's talking about how in sync they were, I was like, what? That's not what I saw. So I need to watch it again. But everyone else needs to watch the end because they're so out.
Yeah. I mean, there was only one arm movement at the end I noticed that was just off. Like,
her
Genesee
legs
had...
are like way slower. Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about when they did.
It was the pinwheel.
I did notice that, but I wasn't sure at that point if it was intentional because Hannah Leigh led it. And it almost, I mean, if it wasn't, it looked good because she led it, and then Genesee came with her longer legs. And kind of closed it, in my opinion.
Okay, this is good.
I'm just saying. Because that they were just so... The unison on that was just...
Fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I need to rewatch that
Girl, watch it.
Yeah, and I know... I mean, even Mary... You have a great eye because even Mary was talking about how that's going to be... infamous, and you know that's going to be something on the tour that everybody's going to want to see. I mean that could very well be an Emmy nod, just saying, because I feel like I'm with you there 100%. I felt like that one stood out the most. That one in the African jazz, that one was with Slavic and Hanalei. Again, the common denominator is Hanalei. But I'll switch over to the African jazz. I just, like, it's been a long time since I've danced like at a professional level, if you want to call it that. But the dancing with no counts.
I loved that one.
I mean, that's just that's beyond me. I mean, I've definitely done some like African jazz dance moves in a routine, but we're talking like, a few counts, not an entire routine. Mm-hmm. Wow. Just wow.
I just loved Hannah Leigh's face when she was told that there's no count. She's like, it's like, what?
For a trained
dance. And Slavik's like,
he's
cool.
Like, great. He's like, I've been tired of
counts. Well, in the words of Slavik, let's go. Let's go. No, I mean, and that's the thing is, like, for a trained dancer, you are
It would counting. Still have been going through her head, yeah. no matter what, surely. Like,
sure.
Yeah, you eventually find the counts within yourself. But I thought the costuming was so beautiful. Oh, so cool. With that African jazz. Like, so cool. That so outfit. Cool. So cool. And just the strength. I mean, literally, I feel like little Hanale, she has been thrown and twisted like a pretzel in every routine. And she just goes for it.
Well, her flexibility, the snake in and out, the you know, oh my gosh, the bridges she was doing with her back. It's just, it's not normal. But, I mean, to give credit also to Slavik, like the partner work, to be there for your partner, that trust.
Yeah.
And he was telling us backstage that he's got a problem with his back. Like, he's a little bit battered, and it just, you would have never ever known that.
I really felt that, I mean, because he's fantastic with Genesee, obviously, but Hanalei really brought something out of him. He became a professional dancer. I don't know, he really stepped up to the plate.
He did.
And yeah, he was strong and everything just was wonderful. Maybe it was the lack of counts that really helped him. I don't know.
Maybe, but I mean, I think it's a testament too to the choreographers paying attention to what the notes were and paying attention to maybe what they needed to bring out of him, because we do know there's that responsibility for them to highlight, you know, the things that the contestants need to show and put at the forefront. Yeah. So,
anytime you're working with someone exceptional, it brings out
naturally
something within you.
That's how we are with you, darling.
Yes,
we are. And she has me dreaming about avocado toast. So good. That one stood out to me. You know, it's interesting because last night for me, Jensen's one of my favorites, but all of her routines across the board, I just felt a little bit about, you know, which is odd. I mean, contemporary with Robert was, and Mandy Moore was incredible, of course, I felt like I wanted more, but that's not her fault. Like, as a dancer, she executed it. I just felt a little left short out of the four contestants.
Yeah. Well, except for the number where they did the Liza Minnelli, like,
Broadway
show.
Did you like that one?
I love that one. Okay. I love Broadway so much. So much.
Talk about, well, that was with Travis, too.
We were in the theater and we had to clap. We were part of it. It was awesome. But no, I absolutely, Jensen shone in that. And I was so surprised that they cast them the way they did. I mean, I know and understand why they did.
Yeah.
Because they needed Genesee to have the limelight. But, Jensen dominated. It was so good. But I'd love to see it reversed roles as well. That would be really
fun. I just think that was so special how Travis did it that way, because we know that's Genesee's story. She doesn't feel like the star. And I think if you're and like you said, I mean, you recognize why they did it, but if you track with the show and the story that So You Think has created, Jensen is that star. You know, her and Hanalei, like in Nigel's words, are poster children. And I think that, you know, Genesee probably just feels like that redheaded stepchild. But last night, every routine highlighted her. You know, it was such a beautiful thing.
It was definitely her night. Yeah, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed Jensen being the villain. She played that character so good. I believed it on her face and everything. But yeah, I agree. If it was in reverse, it'll be like, oh, this is what it is.
It wouldn't have been as special.
But I would love to still see it in reverse, because I'd want to see a show like that, because I think she would play that role on Broadway.
Well, and to your point, that was, in terms of performance, Jensen was unbelievable. Like, it makes me believe, and I said that to her in her interview, she'll do Broadway. If she's not Dancing with the Stars, she'll be in Broadway.
Can she sing?
I don't know. I didn't ask her that, but I mean, they better all learn, because they're going to be in Rent.
Yes, I can.
How do you learn? I want to learn.
You can learn. Oh, absolutely.
You can learn. Don't work.
Yes. Okay. Get those.
Is that a naturally born talent?
Yes.
You can definitely train an ear for sure.
Really?
Yes.
Unless you're tone deaf.
No, I mean, okay.
Well, maybe I need to find. I love singing. I just can't.
You can't. I think it's just like anything else. You just need technique. But what's kind of cool about this, you guys, is that this routine foreshadowed what Travis had told me. He's moving to New York.
He is.
Yes, he's moving to New York World. And and
first heard here.
Hold on to this. Yes, AfterBuzz exclusive. Woo! I doubt it. I'm sure he's put it somewhere. But he was talking. I asked him what he wants to do after, you know, So You Think He Can Dance outside of choreography. And he said that he's got a hunger for performing, but also he wants to choreograph, you know, and or direct a Broadway show.
Wow.
Awesome.
That's awesome. I was really surprised a couple of weeks ago when he first did his first Broadway choreography.
Yes.
I was like, oh, we're just switching it up on us? But it was so good.
So good. Oh, so he's... Oh,
he
can
gets
you,
it.
Yeah.
Can you even imagine what that will look like? And he'll do it. I mean, and he wants to win a Tony Award. And, I mean, sky's the limit. It's so funny. I asked him about his... you know, is he nervous about the Emmys? And he's like, no, I just have bigger fish to fry. And I was like, I mean, I guess when you're Travis Wall, you don't have to worry about it.
Right.
But I mean, there's, it's just so great to see him stepping out into like what's next.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be fun to see what he choreographs next, you guys. Or performs in. Yeah. I told him, like, you're not in a wheelchair.
He's so
like,
young. Yeah, he's so young. He advanced a choreographer really quickly. Yeah.
Yes, he did.
So he came, he was one of the first to come back as a choreographer on this show a couple of seasons after his. And it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're freaking amazing.
So good. Well, before we go into some BTS, any other routines you guys want to talk about? Any other solos that really stood out? I mean, Slavik's solo was next level as usual.
Next level.
Something I thought that was interesting. I'm curious to know how you guys feel. But speaking of Travis, so the contemporary routine that he did.
Mm-hmm. With Melanie and
Slavik, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was kind of shocked. I kind of felt like if Nigel had such an issue with the ropes routine, then he would have and should have taken issue with Slavik not really dancing in this routine. You know, it was powerful and good, but he was just and da da da, like that was his dancing and turning and doing that again. So I was like, it's fascinating.
Yeah.
Observation.
Did you
feel his lack thereof?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was just watching. What's her name? Beautiful lady, partner. Can't think.
Melanie.
Mm-hmm. I was just watching her the whole time because it was quite boring for me.
Yeah, I agree. But I also think that, again, Travis did that on purpose to display. Because, I mean, Twitch has been so adamant about we need personality, personality, personality. And actually, Nigel did make a comment about that there was not much to dance.
Because he was so hard. I'm still hung up on the ropes. He was so hard and there was
a lot.
You love
that routine, girl.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so creative. Yeah. But anyway, I digress.
It's like literally they were trying to check the boxes for Slavik. To make sure that he demonstrated all the different arenas. And I think Nigel was just like, well, that's exactly what we said last week. Yes. So check that box now.
Okay, we have to talk about the Hanalei and Friction hip hop routine.
Yeah.
Because when I tell you this girl, like her sass, class, personality, the way she swings her hair and hips.
Execution.
She needs to be a hip hop dancer. Like I'm just so and I cannot believe this is her first one, but we saw a little bit of that flavor when she did the step routine. That's what it was.
Because when she said it was my first live hip hop, I was like, wait, what? But yeah, step in was, I guess technically not. Hip hop,
she goes off.
She goes off. Phenomenal. She's just so diverse, isn't she?
There's no reason she should not win this. However, I think that the, like you said, the mundane, monotone personality may not have shown, but who knows?
There needs to be like four different prizes. There needs to be top dancer, Hanalei.
Yeah.
There needs to be best, like, you know, journey confidence building, which is obviously Genesee. There needs to be most incredible progression for not coming from a professional background.
These are a long award titles.
That's a lot of categories.
And then, okay, here's a short one. Starlet. Starlet.
I mean, okay, and I touched on this last week. That's something that does bother me because I want it to be about dancing. And so I wish that America could vote the maybe top two, you know what I mean? Or the top three. And then the judges, like they do early on, choose. Because I feel like obviously the judges are well-rounded in the dance.
What is the competition? It's very split between two competitions very clearly right now.
Yeah.
Jensen and Hanalei are in top dancer competition. And Slavik and Genesee are in America's favorite dancer or favorite person journey.
That's what I'm saying. There's
two comps.
But guess what? This is So You Think You Can Dance, and the slogan and the subline for it is America's favorite dancer. Yeah. So you just announced.
I know. But I'm with you. I'm tracking with both sides, but I wish it was based on dance, but what ifs, right? You know,
like
what
when you enter, you should say, now which competition heading are you going to go under? I'm going to go under because I'm a good dancer or because people are going to love me.
But hey, let's just say this though. It's kind of like the same with American Idol. You can have people up there that can sing the best notes and do the riffs and all of that, but if they don't perform, if there's no personality, then people do not enjoy it.
Sure.
So it's about performance.
Yeah. I agree, but then Hanalei's got performance.
Right,
but she does now. I feel like she just
people in.
I think in the last maybe 2 weeks, I feel like she has just fully peaked. Not that she didn't perform each routine, but I just
performer.
Think we're starting to see that there's just like she's pushing the boundary. And like we talked about, is it too late? Probably not.
It's
I mean, she's obviously in the top four.
She's been doing it for ages.
Yeah, she's been the most consistent to me.
Yeah, she is the most consistent. I just think that we have seen the personality just really go next level in the last couple weeks. She's like bringing it then there in terms of engaging the audience.
True.
But good stuff, you guys. Oh
Talking
my gosh.
About engaging the audience.
I just have know. Really yes. Engage.
Give it to us, girl.
So, hey, AfterBuzzers, our network producers, as you probably already know, after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. We've got, what do we got? Drama, reality, sci-fi.
So we have it all.
Dance. World of Dance as well, Wednesdays. There's no network that works harder to serve our television fans than us. Right? Yeah, but we need your help, please. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. So if you haven't already subscribed to this one, please do so below. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be. They're totally optional. Mm-hmm. So hit subscribe below and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well.
That'd so be good. Yeah. So good.
Let us know that you did in the comments and Jess will shout you out. And thank you for being the best fans and helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes. And thank you for following us on Twitter. And
avocado toast.
Yeah, so good. Avocado toast. Hashtag avocado toast. No, we do have everything. And one of the best things, too, is if you subscribe to the channel, you get all the info behind the scenes. And that's what we're about to dive in right now. Kimmy, let's start with yours. What did you pick?
Oh, Miss Vanessa Hudgens. Okay. I wanted this.
Talk about that. How was it meeting her?
I love her.
Yeah.
I just, she's such a small, intricate little package, but she's such a powerhouse. She's so fierce. Mm-hmm. She knows what she wants. She's had such an amazing career, and I just admire her. I think she's incredible.
That's awesome.
But she's got like 700 and something million followers on social media.
Yeah.
That's quite a few.
Quite a few. Well, and shout out, like, can we really quick before we play this video, Jess, you had some pretty exciting news. Can you share with everyone what happened to you on Friday?
Yes.
Or last week?
Yes. So, last week I was at the live show and I interviewed Vanessa, and just in the midst of talking about the show and other things that I'm familiar with her project last year, she had spitted out Nicki Minaj's rap at an award show, and I was so impressed by it. So I'm like, oh, so we're talking about that for a minute. Didn't think nothing of it. Posted an interview on YouTube, and literally like the next day, I'm getting tagged to Nicki Minaj's page. Well, someone tagged me on her page saying like, hey, Nicki just posted a clip of Vanessa, you know, of you interviewing Vanessa about her new album that's coming up. And I'm like, what? So, yeah. So my face was on Nicki Minaj's page, Instagram, and Twitter.
Hello, 91 million NBD.
Like, crazy. It was just so surreal and crazy. I'm like, oh, my God. Because I love Nicki. Yes. Like, she is a lyricist. Yes, She's my favorite rapper. So that combo, I'm like, that's
so brilliant. Yeah. Congratulations.
I didn't even think about that when interviewing Vanessa, and I totally should have put that in so I could have got that too.
That's the thing. It wasn't even related on that level, and we were talking about
it. It's a testament to you connecting with your guest, and it's just exciting that it was able to be globally recognized. So congrats. That's so,
thank
so amazing.
You, babe.
Well, and it's such
it.
Great exposure for you, for AfterBuzz, and just shows our hosts know how to bring the most. All right, Kim, here's your video. We're going to play your video for the world.
Vanessa, we are rearing to the end of the show, and tonight was no exception to what the quality of the dancing has been. What was your favorite tonight?
I think it might have been Genesee and Hannah Lay's routine together. Sure, I think it was some of the best like unity and mirroring that I've seen the entire season. Mm-hmm. And they were just fantastic together. I was so proud of them.
So many highlights tonight. And I think the pressure was off without the, you know, elimination at the end as well. So they can breathe, which is nice. Just talking about the judging that you've been doing on the show so far. You always use the word powerhouse. You use it all the time. And I love it. It's so strong and such a woman's word. But then you yourself are such a powerhouse.
Oh, thank
you've been in this industry for so long. And so many young girls look up to you. If you had three tips for anyone breaking into this industry wanting to do what you've done, what would that be?
To lean into your interests, whatever they may be, whether it's accents or dance or countries, like any of your interests, just lean into and get obsessive about it, because that's only going to help you become a fuller person, therefore a fuller artist. Don't be lazy. If you have time, don't just sit on your couch, scroll through Instagram. Like, get up, do something, work hard, keep your eye on the prize, and stay focused. And to have faith in yourself. I think that, like, that's the most important thing, because there's always going to be a rejection in this industry. But if you have faith on yourself, you'll keep moving forward, and eventually someone will give you that opportunity that you've been waiting for.
Awesome. And I saw you on the front of Cosmo just the other day in the store, and I noticed that you said that your 20s were awesome, and for your 30s, awesome. You were
How
interested
old is she?
In... you know, getting married and having
Early
babies. 20s. Tell me more about 30s? Where you're at in your life.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's the goal. I mean, I feel like I'm such a family person. My personal life is always number one, and my career is secondary. It's obviously something that I'm very passionate about, but I think it's important to have priorities straight, and your partnership, I think, is something that carries you through life, whereas who knows whatever happens with your career. But I got a lot to do before kids come into the picture. A lot to do. It's going to be a while.
Well, that's good to know, because we don't want you going anywhere. So.
Yeah, I don't want to either.
Thank you so much, darling. Appreciate it.
Oh, this is so good, Kim.
Do you know what I love? I mean, because I always love the inspiration and the personal development, and I love the tips and tricks. Yes. But what I liked about her her response to the tips, because I always want the inside scoop, is it was interesting, which is I've never heard anyone else talk about leaning into what you're specifically really good at. Like, and then she said accents, and I'm like, you're talking to me? And then she said countries. I'm like, you're really referring to me, huh? But that, and then all of them say... about believing yourself. Mm-hmm. All of them. Every single successful person.
Yeah.
So that's why Jenna C's journey is so important, that she's coming to fruition with the conference.
So good.
Yeah, great question.
Phenomenal interview. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah, you look so pretty.
Awesome. Well, I chose Jensen because something that just resonated with me, and you'll hear that me reiterate this in the interview, but I am in a resilient state of mind right now. So resiliency is something that just hits me at my core. Mm. And I think that there's something so special about Jensen, because for people who have done this, you know, when you just keep going after something and there's a rejection, going after something, there's a rejection. It's just so defeating. Yeah. And like I talked about, she auditioned for season 12, season 14, now this season. And that's a lot, you know, and it's not in it, that capacity. I mean, actors and musicians, anybody in the industry knows there's going to be rejection.
Right.
But I just find her resilience so extraordinary. And I'm just reading a lot about it. And I read something about China, and I said this in my interview, so, you know, you'll hear about it. But China is heated. Three times hotter and three times over to make it strong and to bring out the brilliance of the colors and the beauty of it.
But you're thinking about the capture.
Me too.
China. Sorry, China as in like...
the sun hits them differently.
You're so cute.
What is happening?
China as in... I'm sorry, you guys. I should be more clear. China as in the plates and, you know, the...
Gotcha.
Yes,
crockery.
So, crockery. In the words of New Zealand, the crockery.
Yeah. I would have been like, what is that?
Okay, but yeah, so China is heated three times hotter, three times over to make it more beautiful and strong. Mm. And I just, that came to mind with her, because you just, it takes resilience, it takes the nose, you know, it's like,
yeah.
You have to plant the seed. An oak is, you know, oak tree is not born, you know, is not grown in a week, you know, it takes just... years and years and years. So
these are amazing analogies. I
know.
Feel like I'm
just,
learning.
Anyway, I'm so proud of her. And there's just something to her story as well. Her journey is so important for people to really grasp onto. So here is my interview with Jensen Arnold.
Your story resonates with me, because here's the thing: resilience in life is everything. You audition for season 12.
Yes.
You audition for season 14.
Yes.
You audition for this season, and I can't help but have this story come to mind about China and how China is
blazed like the country.
And three times over to make it strong.
Like, what?
And I just think
she's
of you and how that
like
resilience you had to have to keep coming back. That story is so palpable and it's so relatable. And I just want to know, what advice can you give to someone who's going through adversity? I mean, you were able to just push through, and look at you. If you had made it in season 12 or made it in season 14, you would not have had the journey you have had now. I mean, everything's clear in hindsight, but talk about that adversity.
It was hard. I didn't understand what was happening last year, and I thought that I had it made last year. But you kind of just have to trust in things happening for a reason and just keep pushing. I did not want to come back this year, and I can't even think about, like, how, what if I didn't come back? And so I'm just so happy I pushed myself, because
here I am.
Here you are in Jensen. You could literally take this whole thing. And I know that shouldn't matter. Like, here's the biggest thing. I really feel like if you look at the scope of So You Think You Can Dance over the last 15 seasons, even if you're in the top 10 or 20, you have a career. And you, my goodness, girlfriend, if you're not on Dancing with the Stars, you're going to be on Broadway for sure. But you're such a light, and your humility is going to take you so far in this industry. But what I would also love to know, kind of flipping it on the other side, if you don't make it, if you don't win the title, how will you use this platform to really just attack your career?
No, I mean, I didn't come into this to win, you know, and if I don't win, that is totally fine. But I think I have shown America who I am, and we've worked with some really great choreographers, and hopefully they see the hard work that I put in and want to book me for things. And this is like the first step, and I'm just so excited to see what happens and where my career takes me.
Oh, you can just lay into this week, and you don't know this, but almost every choreographer I've spoken with, even on our show at AfterBuzz or here on the media line, you are the common denominator for the most versatile and hardworking. So even that reputation is going to carry you in this industry.
Wow.
How does that feel?
No, that's just so awesome because I do work so hard and I want to kill it in everything I do. So to hear that I'm getting that is just amazing.
Well, enjoy this week. Enjoy everything. I'll see you next week. Congratulations.
Oh, aww. Jensen.
She got emotional.
She may not have had any idea I was talking about China as in place. Now I'm watching this back and I'm like, yeah, I can see how you think the country.
Right.
But I guess, I mean, China being glazed, I'm thinking you would anyway. With that said, I just love her because humility is such a big thing in this industry. And every time I've interacted with her, and even when she's on the show, she's just so humble.
She's really
she wants to learn. So personable. So
it's just nice. Good job, Missy.
Thank you. Yeah, you brought out good emotion.
You did.
Thank you.
And the thing is, talking about bringing out emotion with her, you know how this time the piece was designed to make her more vulnerable. Mm-hmm. I so can relate to this. Like, you know how some people are really good at showing emotions or just like natural criers? Like, Jenna sees like a natural crier.
Yeah.
And then Jensen's totally not. Jensen's not. She's more like, she said, I've got a happy upbringing. I was brought up happy. I'm strong, blah, blah. Like, it's actually very hard for some to be vulnerable. Like, I hate it. I don't want to show my weak side.
Yeah,
it's like girl power kind of thing. There's so many components at play for this story.
Well, isn't it true that it's not just So You Think You Can Dance, a dance show? It's also a show about romance, apparently.
Oh,
it's also a show about life lessons. And I feel like it's just...
confidence.
It's just, kind of growing into this really relatable global show that's not just about like, oh, you can, you know, do backflips and dance on the stage. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's all encompassing. It's just... Mm-hmm. It's incredible, honestly, to see how each season's just unfolded.
Because it would be so different, wouldn't it, if they just came on stage, did their piece, went off. No interviews, nothing like that.
Well, I'm always consistent about shows. I'm not a fan of all the packages. Mm. Like, I'm like, oh, we get like, package. Like, I don't mind it on this show, but I don't watch other shows, other competition shows. I'm like, oh, like, I just want to see the talent.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Sometimes it's so, because it's narrated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so you can't, I don't know.
Oh, so good. Well, we have to wrap it up. It is our second to last show. Next week is the finale. We're hoping to have Twitch on, so we'll keep you guys all in the loop with that. But my goodness, you guys, here we go. One more show. We'll know who our crowned winner is of America's favorite dancer. And we'll be right back here next Tuesday at 6 p.m. I'm Becky Sotero.
Oh, wait, I want to know.
How about,
just before.
Yes.
Who do you want to win?
I was avoiding that.
I know. Two things. Who do you want to win and who do you think will win?
Okay. Yeah. I've already made no mistake that I want Hannah Leigh to win.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Jensen will win.
Oh, interesting.
It is. Okay.
I want Hannah Leigh to win now. I think she's the most deserving, even though they all are.
Yes,
but I think Gina C will win.
Oh.
Well, I've changed your vote now.
I know.
I want and I think Gina C will win.
Ooh.
There,
she
that is.
The most I
still say we shouldn't sleep on Slavik because I just think that he's coming just full force, dark horse. But I don't know.
I'm not going to say.
But we'll catch it back here again. You can find me on all social media, Becky Sotero. Ladies, where can they find you?
Yay, thank you. And you can find me, Kim Davey, live on all my social media. And
I am Jessica Williams. You can find me on Miss Jessica WW on Twitter and Miss Jessica Williams on Instagram.
That's right. So good. We'll see you guys
thank
next
you guys
week.
For
Cheers.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.